ABC Radio Australia.
Well, more than 30 years after Rio Tinto abandoned the giant Panguna mine in Bougainville, the Australian Mining Group has finally agreed to investigate its environmental legacy at a projected cost running into the millions of dollars. Rio Tinto bailed out when violence that proved to be the catalyst for a decade of civil conflict erupted in the late 1980s. But over the years, a billion tons of tailings that were left at the mine have created ongoing environmental and human rights issues for the local community. Our Papua New Guinea correspondent Natalie Whiting has the story.
45-year-old George Posiona used to make a living catching fish in Bougainville, downstream from what was once one of the world's biggest gold and copper mines. But 2 years ago, mud and waste from the old mine site broke through and inundated the area where he used to fish.
I'm able to stop them.
The area we are standing in is our fishing area where we used to cross using canoes. Now we cannot do that anymore. We do not eat fish anymore because of the destruction.
He told the Human Rights Law Centre that he's concerned about ongoing damage.
We see that we are in big danger because this big destruction will not stop.
The Panguna mine was closed suddenly in 1989 when violence broke out at the site. The unrest turned into an almost decade-long civil war in Bougainville, which is thought to have killed as many as 20,000 people. Last year, more than three decades after the mine was shut down, the Human Rights Law Centre lodged a complaint against Rio Tinto with the Australian government. Theonila Roka Matbob, the local member in the Bougainville Parliament, helped file the complaint.
The impact that's caused by what was left behind, the legacy that was left behind, is basically everyday struggle, lack of accessibility to clean water, and also ongoing health complaints.
Rio Tinto announced it would fund an assessment of environmental and community impacts. Its former subsidiary, Bougainville Copper Limited, will also contribute to the costs.
It was a relief that it's been, especially to hear Rio Tinto trying to finally accept and come down and sit on a round table.
In 2016, Rio handed over its stake in the mine to the PNG and Bougainville governments. This will mark its first return to the site. The cost of the assessment alone is expected to be a few million dollars, but it will have to go to tender. Karen Adams from the Human Rights Law Centre says this is just a first step.
This assessment will need to be followed by swift action by Rio Tinto to help actually address these impacts and clean up its mine properly. That is what the communities expect. That is what we will be holding them to.
Rio says a joint committee of stakeholders will be set up so that they can consider the right way forward, and says it takes seriously the issues raised. This comes as Bougainville continues to move forward with its bid to obtain independence from Papua New Guinea. Another step for the people in putting a difficult past behind them as they look to their future.
Natalie Whiting reporting there. James Fitzgerald from the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility also spoke to Natalie and says it's an historic day.
This is only the beginning of the next chapter for the people of Bougainville and for the company, but it's still an historic day. It's still a very important step without which progress cannot be made. That's a happy day. It's evidence of real progress after many years of struggle by the communities of Bougainville affected by the Panguna mine. There have been a number of reasons why Rio Tinto has taken so long to come to the table, but this is a first very important step. It is not the end of the process, but it's the first important step to get an assessment of the range of environmental and social damage impacts as the basis for a discussion between the company and the communities about reparation.
So it's significant just to see them coming to the table in itself.
It's an important breakthrough, and all parties and their advisors should be commended for their efforts in getting to this point. But look, it's important to remember that Rio Tinto abandoned Panguna in 1989. So it's been many, many years without justice for the people of Bougainville. And, this is probably the last chance for the generation most affected by the events after 1989 to achieve justice. So it's also important to encourage Rio Tinto to move as quickly as it can.
Does this represent a change in approach or culture perhaps within Rio, given it has been more than 30 years?
Well, as I say, I mean, I understand that there have been some good reasons in the past why Rio Tinto hasn't returned to Bougainville, and those relate to health and safety primarily. But it is a welcoming indication of the direction of Rio Tinto since its new management leadership under Jacob Stausholm earlier this year.
Obviously, 30 years with no upkeep at the mine site, there's been a lot of deterioration. They're looking at, I think, it's close to a million tonne perhaps of mine waste. This is very significant. It was obviously a very big mine. There have been some estimations that remuneration could run into the millions. Could this end up an expensive issue for Rio to deal with?
It certainly could, but as the party's media releases have indicated, the first step is to get an agreed and accurate, transparent estimate, assessment of what that damage is, both environmentally and to the people. It's not until that step is taken that there can be a meaningful dialogue about what a fair and just reparation package would look like. Don't forget, too, there's the question of not only of damage, but to what extent Rio Tinto is prepared to accept responsibility for that damage. And that will be another great hurdle, and one that, you know, we'd all encourage Rio to be circumspect about, and, you know, to have a bit of introspection before that conversation begins.
So you think there would need to be discussions around not only remuneration, but also compensation?
Well, about compensation, based on good information about the range of impacts and based on a reasonable assessment of Rio Tinto's liability for that damage.
Are you in a position, you know, to put an estimation on the what the costs could be?
No, I don't think anyone who says they are in a position to do so is telling you the truth at this stage. But this is why it's very important, today's announcement, that we have taken the first step, the parties have taken the first step towards getting a realistic assessment of the full extent of the damage.
And obviously this is, as you say, a first step, so there'll be a lot more to come. How important will it be to be sort of, I guess, tracking the progress of this?
You know, it's taken over 30 years to get to this point. As you know, as we've said before, justice delayed is justice denied. It behoves Rio Tinto, having engaged now and agreed that it is time to move forward, to move as quickly as possible and without undue delay.
James Fitzgerald from the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, speaking with PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.